Hey, I'm not gonna need that laptop. Amen. What I got to come on that laptop? No, I don't need no microphone. Didn't you hear my voice echoing in here a while ago, brother? Can I ask y'all a question? Can you guys say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen a little louder?
Amen.
Where in the name of Jesus have you been? I mean, you guys tired? What's wrong with you? They're singing, Jesus is coming soon, and y'all sitting there like, yeah. Man, I sure hope he don't catch me like that, Brother Paul. This guy won't be shouting for him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen, it's good to be here with you. Hey, look, I appreciate the opportunity to come break the bread of life with you, and appreciate it, Brother Donnie, you letting us come. And with that being said, y'all pray for us. We've been up north a little bit from here up in Lynchburg, Virginia. Had one saved Wednesday night. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's all right there. Rejoice in heaven.
Amen.
Don't get too excited about down here. They just don't have to go to hell. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Can I tell you what? That's what's wrong with the church.
Yep.
We've lost our vision. Somebody say amen.
Yep.
It's all on buildings and structures and something that fire is going to destroy. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm all for them. Don't get me wrong now. But, hey, look here. We need to be, focused on the souls of men. Somebody say amen.
Yep.
Oh, listen, it's good to be with you. Thank you for all your prayers and your cares and your thoughts from my wife and I. But, hey, look here. God is good, isn't he? Amen.
Amen.
Preacher, you forgive me. When I get through, we got to go. We got appointments we got to be making, and we got to get on the road. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So we, we sort of blow in, blow up, and blow out. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But I promise you, Tommy Steele's done been here. And with that being said, I was sitting over there, and I was talking to Brother Paul's, and I'm going to get on out of your way, brother. Amen. I was talking to Brother Paul's wife, and I'm sorry, honey, I don't know your name, but I was talking to him. I said, I was in a meeting with him one time down in Shelby, North Carolina. He and Greg Locke and myself, and we was preaching down there. And look here, I said, I'll never forget it as long as I live. I said, he had a blanket that was red as that pew. And Paul's wife said, yeah, he had it with him last night. I'm going to email him and I'm going to ask him, is that the only message that he's got? Oh, no. Yeah, the Bible says laughter is like a good medicine. It's good for your soul. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, look, I'll be quick. Hey, I'll talk fast. You listen fast and we get out of here fast. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I want you to take your Bible, find a place in Gospel of Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. We'll read just a few verses. We'll pray over the divine word of God and we'll see where the Holy Spirit of God will take us. When you find your place, you stand, and we'll read a few words of the Word of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You say, why you want me to stand? Well, why do they make you stand when you go to the courthouse? Because that lady or that man coming in with that black robe on, they say, all stand. Well, I think we ought to stand for the Almighty God. Somebody, Almighty God. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen. Luke 19, chapter 19, verse 1, the Bible says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up. I'm glad Jesus is looking for us. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And he saw him and he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and he came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, now listen, somebody's going to have something to say all the time. Say amen.
Amen.
We're not going to preach there tonight. It said that he has gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken from anything from any man by false accusation, he says, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Look at verse 10. It says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Tonight, if you look back at verse number 3, I want to get a text out of there. The Bible says, and he sought to see Jesus. I want to preach or teach on this topic tonight. It's Him. It's Him. All let us pray. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for first loving us. And God, once again, we bow before you. Lord, asking you tonight, God, like the psalmist prayed, would you open up the ears of heaven? And God, would you hear our cry? And Lord, would you help us tonight? God, would you give us some, Lord, some wisdom, some knowledge? God, would you give us some unction that we may be your mouthpiece, Lord? We may be the mailman, Lord, tonight. Lord, that we, for the next few minutes, we may be able to break the bread of life. Lord, you said your word would not return void. Now, God, I pray, asking you to hide behind the cross under the blood, Lord, and that for the next little bit that we, Lord, can deliver what you placed upon my heart. And God, I thank you for the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk. And God, let us say what needs to be said and don't say the things that don't need to be said. And God, tonight, if it's one you're lost, I pray, Lord, they'll understand that you come to seek and save that which was lost. And Lord, these that are saved, I pray, God, Lord, that you'll give us a vision to see you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen, amen. You may be seated. When you get to Luke chapter 19, you find that, Jesus, according to the word of God, he's entering through Jericho. On his journey, he encounters a man named Zacchaeus. By way of introduction tonight, aren't you glad that Jesus is on a mission? He's not like the world. Look here, he don't get tired. He don't give up. He don't quit. Look here, that he's in the business looking for people. And may I say, Jesus was entering and passing through Jericho. And with that being stated, Jesus, had an encounter there with the man. Just for the next little bit tonight, I'd like for you to just think back just for a little bit. I'd like for you to get a little vision of where you were and where you was headed before Jesus came by, where you were, where he entered the area where you were, when he passed by your hearts. And maybe tonight, we can see him for who he truly is. Somebody say amen. And what he's already done for us, and we as God's people, we could just get excited a little bit about what God has already done and stop expecting and expecting and expecting. But just give him praise, honor, and glory for what he's already done. May I say, the Bible says that he inhabits the praise of his people. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, we as God's children, if it's anybody going to shout on planet Earth, honey, it ought to be them that's been born again and has something living inside of them. That makes them want to get up and shout for Jesus. But we find by way of introduction, that he had an encounter with a man named Zacchaeus. We know it without a shadow of a doubt, according to the word of God, that he was a learned man. He was a teacher. He was a tax collector. The Bible even said that he was rich. Somebody say amen. The Bible also said he was a small man, but listen tonight, he may have been all these things, and I believe he was because God said so. Somebody say amen. But it's one thing I find at Zacchaeus, and I wish I could find as we travel up and down the highways of America and around this world. We find that this man called Zacchaeus, he had a desire with inside of himself. Listen to me tonight. I want to ask you a question. If you know him, where's your desire at? Where's your want to's at? Where's that at? That little fire that you can turn back into a flame. Here was a man, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and his name was Zacchaeus, and God gives us a definition of who he was, but yet he had a desire. If it's anything we could get out of tonight, would be that God would move inside of us and stir our heart, our mind, and our soul and lift us up just a little bit to let us know things are really not as bad as all of us think they are. Somebody say amen. Honey, can I tell you tonight, God's still God. Jesus is still sitting on his right hand. He's still willing to make intercession for all those who are praying to him and seek his face. And he tells me in his word of God that we have not because we won't pray. We won't get on our face. We won't seek him. We won't look for him. We don't have a desire to lift up our wants to him anymore. Here was a man. Here was a man. And this man, he may have been all these things, but he had a desire to see Jesus. You know something? If we, the New Testament church, could get in a real meeting, Now, I know it's some meetings going around, and I know one in High Point, North Carolina's broke out, and they're going 2 weeks now, and I'm going to tell you what I believe about that, and I'm chasing the rabbit. I believe it's because North Carolina's governor.
Amen.
This is just redneck theology. I believe it's because the North Carolina governor is taking a stand for what's right.
Amen.
And I believe there's a God in heaven that's honoring North Carolina.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Because of the stand they've taken. And if the Commonwealth of Virginia would just take a stand, we might could experience a little bit of revival a little bit north of North Carolina. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Why is that happening? Because, hey, there's a man that has a desire, but this man had a desire to see Jesus. I don't know what happened. I don't know how he found out about him. Oh, but you know what? Somebody, he found out, hey, that Jesus was coming to town. And I believe when he got there, somebody told Zacchaeus, he says, hey, it's him. Oh, let me help you. Hey, it's him. It's him. Hey, it's him. He's the one that John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan. And he raised up and said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He said, look, Zacchaeus, that's him. Oh, maybe they might have told him. He said, oh, you know, the woman at the well, when she went to draw that water, Jesus was sitting at the well. He told her, he said, if you drink of this water, he said, you'll never thirst again. Oh, she left. She went back to town. She told all the men that she knows. She said, come and see a man that told me all things that I've ever done. And you know what, Zacchaeus? That's him. Are you listening to me? That's him. Oh, maybe it was. They told him. He said, oh, you remember Mary? How Lazarus' sister? Do you remember her? Oh, when she told the dear Lamb of God when he got there. Oh, if you would have been here, he wouldn't have died. That's him. So it said, look, he dead. He's just sleeping. Somebody say amen. Oh, that's him. Then look here, said, roll away the stone. Hey, look here, it said, Lazarus, come forth. Are you with me tonight? Say amen. Oh, listen to me tonight. Hey, somebody told Zacchaeus, he said, that's him.
Yeah.
And raised the dead. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, he found out that it's him. Oh, may I say, what about that woman that had that issue of blood? Oh, she said, oh, he's a coming. He's a coming through town. He's a coming through town. Oh, she said, look, she says, I might not get to it, but she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she said, I know within myself that I can be made whole. And you know what? They told her exactly this. He said, that's the one she touched. That's him. Somebody say amen in here. Ah, listen to me. That's him. Oh, look here. That the man sick of palsy that he told to take up his bed and walk. Somebody say amen, and he did. Oh, that's him. Oh, may I say, he told the blind man to open his eyes. That's him, and he did. Somebody say amen. Oh, it was him that told the withered man to stretch forth his hand, and he did. Are you with me tonight? Say amen. Oh, that's the one that told the nobleman that had the son that was dying with a fever. He said, he's not going to die. He's going to live. That's him. Somebody say amen. Oh, the important man, at the pool of Bethesda, look here, to rise up and walk. And he did. Somebody say amen. That's him. Oh, listen to me tonight. The 10 lepers. Look, ask him to have mercy on them. Are you with me tonight? Look here, he did. That's him. Are you with me tonight? Look at here. This is the same one. And the disciples asked him, said, hey, how can you feed 4,000? Hey, with just bread alone. And he did. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. It's him. It's him. It's him. It's the same one. And look here, said he would go to Jerusalem. And he said, look here. He said, I'll be betrayed. He said, I'll die. He said, that's him. Are you listening to me? That's him. He said, but don't fret, in 3 days I'm going to get up. He said, that's him. Are you with me tonight? Say amen. Oh, he was the one and conquered hell, death, and the grave. Rose up victorious. That's him. May I say, that was him. And Thomas seen after the resurrection. It was him. May I say, Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. When he met him, listen, it was him. And can I tell you, when the rapture of the church happens, it'd still be him. Somebody say amen. Listen to me. When that second coming, it'll be him, and it'll be him at Satan. Listen to me now. It's all about him. Are you with me?
Yes, it is.
Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, look at Zacchaeus, it's him. And he had so much desire to see him. Look here was a man. Listen to me, here was a man that got over his position. Mm-hmm. Will you with me? Shake your head.
Yes,
won't say amen, shake your head. Amen. We'll do aerobics class. Yeah. Listen to me. He was willing to get over his position, his status, and willing to run and climb a tree because he heard about it's him.
Amen.
That's him. That's him.
Amen.
That's him.
Amen.
Can I help you with a seed of thought tonight? What are you willing to get over? What are you willing to shake off? What are you willing to work around? What are you willing to just step out from the problem and look here and just worship him?
Right.
Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Hey, we are programmed and look here, everything is ritual. Hey, it's a ritual today. Same old thing, day in, day out, every week. Hey, day in and day out. Hey, we go through the same old services. We have the same old meetings. Hey, we're looking for God in heaven to send a revival. Oh, what are you willing to do to have revival? Somebody say amen. You know what? It takes some people getting over their position, their place, and their permanency. Hey, look here, just get loose and let God, the sweet Holy Ghost, come alive inside of you and stir you up a little bit and bring back to the remembrance that you and I both would be on our way to a devil's hell if it hadn't been for him. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me tonight, church. Hey, we need to come alive. We need to worship him in spirit and truth. It's time for the independent fundamental battle. Somebody say amen. It's time for us to come alive. Wonder why we can't fill our churches. We ain't got to have all this emotional praise stuff. All we got to do is have him.
Amen.
You get enough for him, he'll get enough for those. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, but we're satisfied with the positions that we're already in. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm saved now. Oh, I'm doing good now. Oh, I ain't what I used to be. Oh, I don't talk like that anymore. I don't do those things. Well, let me ask you a question. What are we really doing? What are we doing? I'm not leaving myself out. I'm as guilty as any man on planet Earth. Paul said, I'm the least among all men, and J.D. Walker is too. Hey, look here, I don't want to be lifted up. I want him to be lifted up. Somebody say amen. And I'm going to tell you something. I want you to gain favor with him. I don't want you to get on fire for me. I want you to get on fire for him, because in the end, it's all going to be about him, and we all going to be rewarded for what we had in our hearts, for what we've done when we stood behind these desks, if it was him or if it was us.
That's right.
Somebody say amen.
That's right.
Oh, listen to me. Here was a man, he had a desire. He was willing to get over his position and was willing to climb a tree.
Yeah.
Think about that. Here was a man that was a tax collector. Now, I don't have much respect for the IRS. I'll go on and put the Bible says the truth shall make you free. Somebody say amen. I have to try to love them, and I have to try to pray for them. But unto God, hey, look here, I might love them. Hey, I might like them, but I ain't got to love them. Somebody say amen. Bible said, love your enemies. I know the scripture, amen. But they're not my favorite people. Somebody, they're not yours. Come on, you know, we might as well be honest. Hey, look here. Hey, he was willing. Hey, a chief among the publicans was willing to leave his position and go climb a tree just so he could see this man who'd done all these great works. Listen to me. Aren't you glad tonight that we don't have to run climb a tree? Come on, talk to me. Aren't you glad tonight that we can get a hold of him? Let me ask you something. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're saved. And stick it on up. I want to see it. He said, you'll be ashamed of me. I'll be ashamed of you. And you saved. Everybody saved. Everybody saved. Wow. You all saved? Say amen then. God, I don't know what happened to me. When I got in, I got in. People don't think I'm right. They look at me in strange ways. About the way y'all look at me. And you go to places, man, they say, yeah, that's so-and-so. You know why? Because if you move much, right? You know, I'm getting used to it. Honest, I am. I'm getting used to it. Really?
Yeah.
I've been saved since 1997. I'm starting to get used to it.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Bible says said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's time for us to raise up. It's time for us to rejoice. It's time for us to be glad in what God's already done. Here was a man, and he was willing. Hey, listen to me. He was willing, hey, to get over his position, hey, and his status within the community, and he was willing to climb a tree just to see the Lamb of God. Just to see the Lamb of God. Oh, may I say tonight, hey, what must we do? Very quickly, because I'm getting out of the way. Very quickly tonight, let me give you some points on, hey, what we got to do to see him. What does it take for you and I to see him? Let me help you with the seed of thought. Hey, look here, number one, we need to focus on things above this world. Somebody say amen. Oh, honey, if you get too much insight down here, hey, this world will make you mad. It'll make you sad. It'll frustrate you. Hey, it'll aggravate you. You keep on watching Hillary, and you keep on watching Trump, and bless God, you're going to start acting just like him. Somebody say amen. I ain't interested in what she's doing. I ain't interested in what Donald Trump's are doing. Hey, I'm on a mission for the Lord God Jesus Christ. Hey, look here, he holds this thing in his hand. He's the master. He's still God of all God. Hey, let me help you. I ain't backing up, slacking up, or shutting up till I'm taking up. I'm not concerned about who is president, who's going to be president. I'm going to focus on the things above. Somebody say amen. And I'll help you with the seed of thought. You want your spirits to come a little higher. Hey, you want your joy to be a little higher. You want your laughter to be a little higher. Get your nose out of that TV and stick it in this Bible. Somebody say amen in here. I'm believing. It's a problem, hey man. A TV, that thing's easy to turn on. Come on. Oh, listen, somebody said you don't even have to get up. Then already modernized here. Somebody say, I bet he got one of them great big screens. Yeah, glory to God. You know what I do? And I ain't going to stand here and tell you I don't watch no TV. I do. And my wife's sitting right there. I might pull your leg, but she won't. You can't even be honest with this man. Look here, I get in there and I go, and I mean, man, I'm talking about hundreds, James, hundreds. It's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of channels on that TV, man. I mean, my wife say, why don't you watch something? I said, I ain't seen nothing but rock. Somebody say amen. I just soon to watch a car race. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Now let me tell you how ignorant that is. Yeah. Bless God, they say, gentlemen, 5 engines. Yeah. And they got a man up in the movie. And he's got a bunch of flags in his hand. And they drop a green flag. And man, I love one of them. Going around and around and around and around and around and around. Man, ain't that like a Baptist church? Come on, say amen. Amen. And you know what? That man, that one man up in the stands, he controls all of them. Wouldn't it be good if God in heaven could control all of them? But you know what they do? They stop where they start. And I'm afraid the New Testament movement, a whole lot of people stop. Where they started. Somebody, why? Because they can't see him. Hey, they got their eyes focused on things below. Hey, we need to focus on things beyond this world. Number one, how you do that? You got to go over your barriers. Amen. All the barriers are the things that block us from doing what Jesus Christ really wants us to do. If it's anything we can get out of this meeting tonight, let me help you with the seed of thought. Hey, look here. Hey, we need to get things out of our life. Hey, that is not focused on Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen. Hey, make more room for him and less things for the things of the world. Amen. Hey, get them barriers, them roadblocks out. Hey, lift the burdens, amen. Hey, them things that don't do nothing but load you up and weigh you down. Hey, can I tell you something? I don't know about you, my wife and I. Hey, our basket's been full, amen. Hey, we've been through some things, and I'm not complaining to God. Hey, God knew before the foundation of this earth what we're going to have to go through. But I'm telling you something. I'm not giving up on him. I'm not giving in on him. Hey, look here. I'm going to shout for him. Hey, until I'm taken up either by the clouds or by the clods. Somebody say amen. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving the devil a victory. Hey, you listen to me tonight. Hey, you say that the burdens get heavy. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, when you're laying in a bed at night, you start crying. You're going up a road, you start crying. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. It's things down here weigh you down. But I cannot tell you something. You can't let your burdens, be heavier than your blessings. Somebody say amen. Oh, it's one thing I can stand before you tonight and I can tell you. I got some barriers and I've been dealing with some burdens. But I got something to tell you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Oh, listen to me tonight. tonight, church. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me tonight. Hey, never outcome the blessings of the Lord. When you don't think you can go on, no, Father, there's a God in heaven who knows where you at. He can reach down, Father, and you can reach up. And honey, I'm going to tell you what He'll do. He'll reach down, He'll pick you up out of that mug. He'll pick you up out of that mire. Hey, He'll pick you up and set you in that choir. I'm here to tell you something tonight, church. Hey, listen to me. Hey, we got to focus on things above this world. Honey, as old James said, I like that. Here's just like a vapor. Hey, we're just here for a little while. Just here for a season, honey. Oh, listen to me. He's a coming. He's a coming. Why is He a coming? Because it's still Him. Are you listening to me tonight, church? Oh, listen. We got to get off of them bandages. Somebody say amen. Every one of us in here is carrying some kind of bandages that's happened to us since we got saved. Come on. You know I'm standing here to tell you, man. People who trouble you. People who wrong you. Come on. All right. Can I tell you something? If we fought the devil as much as we fought those who have wronged us, we would probably be more victorious. Somebody say amen. Now you can sit here and tell me that you're not that way, but the altar's open. Somebody say amen. Every one of us in this room is like that. Amen. Because you know something? We're still in this flesh and it's some things we can't get over. Amen. Hey, we carry them bandages of what people has done to us. You know what? Hey, you along with myself, we need to shake that mess off. Somebody say amen. Hey, we need to get real about our service. We need to get real about our calling. Hey, we need to get real about this thing. Here's a man, hey, that was so important to God that he put the story in Luke chapter 19 so he could reveal something to you and I. Hey, he had more desire to see Jesus. And he did, hey, his position within the community. And I'm helping you. Hey, look here, we ought to have more desire, hey, to see things beyond this world and focus on things above this world. Hey, we ought to get tied up in the mess with it we're in tonight. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. Not only focus on things above the world, but you know what? Hey, we ought to have faith. Somebody say amen. Oh, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Hey, look here, for he that cometh to God must be, hey, look here, believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. What does it say? It says, hey, we are His work. For by grace are you saved through faith out of yourself. It is a gift of God. Let's any man should boast. Somebody say, why? For we are His workmanship. Hey, look here. Hey, created in the image of Jesus Christ unto good works which God have before ordained that we should walk in them. Hey, faith, church, faith. Hey, He said if we had faith the size of the mustard seed, hey, we could change all things.
Amen.
Well, you know what? Sometimes God will put us through some stuff to test our faith, won't you? Come on. Sometimes you'll wonder, where you at, Lord? Lord, why am I here?
Why me, Lord?
Lord, why am I going through this? Lord, I'm the only one that's got a big mouth to run across this country trying to sound like a trumpet for you. I said, Lord, why we got to go through this? We're doing our best. I know we're not much. I know we ain't with the elites. Somebody say amen here. But we're doing our very best. Gotta have faith.
Yes.
And according to our faith to grow, sometimes we have to go through stuff. And why? I don't know. I don't understand, Brother Paul. I don't understand. Why God had to take my son? I don't know.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. But I sure wish it had been me instead of him. How you going to get through it? Hey, you got to have faith. How you going to get through your burdens? How you going to get through your bandages? How you going to get through your, barrier? You have to have faith in God. You have to have faith in God. Listen to me tonight. Hey, to trust Him. Take him as your Savior. Hey, look here, to try Him. Try Him in the storms. Can I tell you something tonight? He's faithful in your storm. It's Him. It's Him. Oh, that you can call on in the middle of the night. Oh, when you laying in that old bed. Oh, it's just as still. Oh, you can hear the crickets hollering outside. Oh, listen to me. And you wake up and you're just wondering why you're going through this and why you in this belly and why all this is going through your life. Oh, can I tell you something tonight? Listen to me. It's Him. Oh, that'll turn on the ears of heaven. It's Him that'll come into the room. It's Him that'll put His arms around you. It's Him that'll comfort you. Oh, it's Him that'll give you that peace out of past Saul understanding. It's him. Oh, listen to me. It's him. How to touch you. And you can roll on over and you can go to sleep. Oh, listen to me. The church. Hey, we got to focus on things above this world. And we cannot focus on things above this world without faith. You with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Let me give you this one. We're close. Got to forget those things that are behind us. Let me say amen. Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have myself to apprehend it. But he said, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me and reaching forth to them things before me. He said, I press toward the mark. Oh, you with me? Say amen. Hey, look here, the prize and the high calling God in Christ Jesus. He said, I'm going to forget some of that thing. You know what? It'd do us all in good here tonight. Just forget some stuff. Somebody say amen. Oh, we'd forget. You know what Zacchaeus done? Oh, when he found out it was him coming through town. He'd done heard what he'd done. He didn't hurt it, and it rose him so much. It aroused him. It excited him, Brother Paul. It was something that happened to Zacchaeus, and he said, I've got to at least see.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say he was going to run to Baptist church, sit on the front pew. He says, I'm a small stature. I can't see all the people, but I've heard so much about him. He says, I've got to get to a position that I can see all of him. He says, I want to see all of him. Can I tell you what happened? He forgot about who he was and what he stood for and what he had done. Oh, but when Jesus come to town, oh, when they said, he's here, it's him, it's him, it's him. He says, I've got to get where I can lay my eyes on Jesus. And he forgot everything and that he was and he was a doing, and he went to the only place that he could go, and the Bible says it was a sycamore tree, and he climbed up in that tree so he could get a vision of the dear Lamb of God.
Amen.
Can I help you tonight? If you and I just get in that position, just forget about who we think we are, because all of us think too highly of our own self. Come on now. We're supposed to be in this thing together. And it's the doggoneness together, this preacher I've ever been around in my life. I'm telling you from my heart, I'm telling you the truth. They don't want to hear the truth no more. They don't want to hear the truth no more. Are you listening to me? Hey, a man stand behind this pulpit and he puts on a show, or if you tell you a few jokes, hey, we get to laughing and we get to rejoicing, everything's good. But when you stand in the Word of God and all those that went on before us, oh, when you start talking about Mabel Jackson, Oliver B. Green, Billy Sunday, Billy Kelly, hey, when you start thinking about all them old men of God, hey, they just stood behind this pulpit, opened up and dropped the bread of life and said, it's him! It's him.
Amen.
Can I tell you? We're with him because it was him. Can I help you with a seed of thought tonight? I got two more points. I'll give them to you, Rodney. You put the meat on, okay? You got to forego any reconciliation of any emotions that's not of God. We've got too much emotions in the church anymore. Somebody say amen. Got this feel-good stuff, but we don't have none of him. Somebody say amen. And may I say we need to finish what he begun in us. Somebody say amen. Need to finish what he's begun in us. You know something? There's a God in heaven. Listen to me. It loved you, and he loved me so much. It wasn't no less like a deal in heaven when Christ came. He is the deal. Somebody say amen. God the Father already knew before he ever laid the foundation of that earth. God knows all things. Are you listening to me? Say amen. He knew that his son would have to come to this world and die on a rugged cross for fallen man. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you something. You know what? He loved you and he loved me. You said, well, we weren't here. Hey, listen to me. God already knew you where you exactly where you and I was going to be. He knew where we was going to be today. He still knows them who knows him. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Hey, he knows how much you love him. He knows how much you're faithful to him. He knows how much you focused on him. Honey, if you ever want to have a revival, can I tell you what revival is? They can have all the meetings they want to. I hope they preach Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and risen, and coming again all over this world. Somebody say amen. I hope it goes from this house to the White House. Somebody say amen. I'm all for it, honey. I'll shout it out with them. I'll jump up and down with them. We'll go to a meeting. Hey, long as it's about him, hey, praise. Somebody say amen. Oh, but let me help you with a seed of thought tonight. God already knows what you and I are going to do.
Yep. You're right.
And
Listen to me, I'm not trying to be hurtful. But the evidence of Christ in your life and what you're doing for Christ represents how much you really love.
Amen.
You don't need to tell him nobody.
You didn't see Zacchaeus when he found out who he was, right? You did not see Zacchaeus run and say, "Well, can you get me up there? Can you carry me over there? Hey, can you pick me up? Will you hold me up so I can see?"
He, as an individual, had his own heart and his own mind.
Yep.
And he knew he had to make arrangements so he could get a glimpse.
Yep.
For the dear man.
Amen. That's right, Richard.
I don't see him here where he got nobody here, Brother James. He went and used what he had. It was a tree bearer. And he went and used what he had.
That's exactly right.
To see that dear Lamb of God.
Amen.
Now I want to ask you a question. What are you willing to find in your life? What are you willing to find in your life that you can see more of him? All of you said you were saved.
Amen.
You just got to be willing to sacrifice your time, your labor. I heard some of you, your tithes.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
That's right. Yep. You need a family that means you can't have the blessings of God unless you live by this book.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How are we going to reach another Zacchaeus if we all don't work together? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The last 5 weeks, and I say this, and I'm done. The last 5 weeks, the sweet God of heaven, oh, Brother Paul, dear man of God, he's allowed us to see 26 and say,
"26,
that may not mean much to you. It may not mean a thing to you. Can I tell you something? That somebody who was lost and undone by the heels of the driving back to
Canada. That's right. Yeah.
One word of salt ought to be in hell. I'll be in jail or hell. God came by me.
Yeah.
It was him that touched me. It was him that saved me. It was him that called me.
Yes.
And can I tell you something? When somebody gets saved, I sort of get loose.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I sort of get excited.
Yeah.
For God. And for God to allow me to take part in that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, it makes all them burdens.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. I'm not going to give an invitation. I know he's going to preach. But tonight, let me ask you something. How much you love him? Father, we love you tonight. Yes. The opportunity to bring the bread of life. Lord, I know tonight I've struggled, Lord, and stumbled. And Lord, I pray tonight, God, give you all my, Lord, all my failures, Lord, under the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray for this dear pastor. I pray you touch him. Lord, you give him souls for his labor. Help this congregation. Lord, help this congregation. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, until the service come, I pray for your Paul, my brother. I pray you touch him. God, Lord, would you heal him? Lord, just give him the liberty that he needs to break the bread of life. Lord, that he may feed the sheep like pasture. Lord, tonight, all you do for us, protect Deborah and I as we travel. Thank you for the meetings and the doors you've opened up. All your love and your expressions you've placed upon our line.
Yes.
Lord, I pray tonight, ask you, God, to give us more souls for our labor. God, we don't want to be in this for nothing. Lord, we want to be about souls. Father, we love you tonight. Lord, we want to be an encouragement in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.